Another week, Rob Shooter returns along with Garrett. We are here filling you in on anything you might have missed, slept on, or slept with. How are you, my friend?
Hello, I'm very, very good.
You got to find a new way to describe us.
You
there's new exciting ways. There's buzzwords. Like when you go into a restaurant, they use all these like colorful words to get you, you know, to get to the main course, like a sizzling steak.
Mm.
You know, we're like a sizzling steak.
That sounds good.
You hear it, you want to get it.
A blooming onion.
A blooming onion over at the good old Outback.
Not just an onion.
Yes. So that's what we need to do. We need those buzz sizzling words
we'll
to describe
think of
us.
One. We'll think of
so
one.
Then when people describe us to their friends as we go up the iHeart charts, they'll know like, oh, that's the sizzling show. All right. So before we get into it, how was your weekend? What
very
were you up
well.
To? What exciting
I had a
things?
Lovely, lovely week.
I'll tell you what country star I ran into after I find out what you did this weekend.
It's Fashion Week started today, so it's a pretty busy week here in New York. Fashion Week's
especially
a really strange
where we are
week.
Right now.
It is. It's really fun, and it's sort of kind of glamorous and fun to run around. Tons of models are in town, and they're all doing fashion shows all over the place. So lots of parties, lots of fashion shows, lots of celebrities. It's sort of like a little bit like Christmas this week for me. I have all my reporters running around looking at different things. What was interesting is last night, I did not go, but somebody on my staff went, I think it was Jimmy, went to one of the Real Housewives, had a fashion show, Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills, and she had most of the Beverly Hills Housewives in the show.
Which
there
is interesting.
No New York ladies there.
Yeah, like you're in New York Fashion Week, you think the elite of New York would be present, but...
Well, I think they look down their nose at the Real Housewives. So the fashionistas, the Anna Wintours,
yes.
Devil Wears Prada, Anna Wintour, the Vogue editor-in-chief, isn't a big fan of reality TV and Real Housewives, so she looks down her nose at this a little bit. What I found out, which I thought was fascinating, is the New York Housewives were not invited because Bravo do not like to cross... pollinate brands. So they like to keep the Beverly Hills ladies together, the New York together, the Atlantic together, and they don't really encourage them all mixing up. So the reason we didn't see any New York ladies there was Bravo likes to keep them all separate.
My friend went to the U.S. Open and saw one Anna Wintour.
Someone bigger than there was there.
And Meghan Markle.
How did they look?
First off, you would think Anna Wintour would be sitting side by side with Meghan Markle.
The editor-in-chief of Vogue.
But not so much.
Just behind her.
Just behind her. So Anna Wintour took a back seat to royalty and a Williams sister.
She did it. They were all in Serena's box.
Yes.
So Serena has a box
so
there.
It was Venus and Meghan. And then behind was Anna. And I guess, an associate or a friend.
Right. Also in the box was the mom and dad. Serena's mom and dad were in the box. I think other relatives were in the box. I'm told it's interesting with Meghan. Last time Meghan was in New York, she got herself in a ton of trouble with the palace and with the British press.
Why would
because
she get in trouble?
She had a big sort of over-the-top celebration, a baby shower at the Mark Hotel, one of the most expensive hotels here in New York. And they reckon it cost about $800,000 to do this two-day event. They had a red carpet outside, radar, everybody on the carpet.
And with the exchange when she landed at the airport.
They were not happy with it. So this trip, they've kept Meghan very low-key. She stayed in a private house in the village. No fancy, swanky, bougie hotel.
Yeah, bougie.
She went to yoga yesterday. So she had a yoga private.
But you got to think, though. You've led this bougie life. You're in New York probably as the second time as a princess. You know, she's a princess, right?
She's a royal highness.
A royal highness.
She's a duchess. Close enough.
Us dumb Americans think she's a princess. you got to think. She's in New York, and they tell you not to be bougie, but you have the opportunity to be bougie.
I wouldn't
bougie.
Do it. Don't do it.
All your friends that haven't seen you be
they
bougie.
They come to the private house.
And you be bougie.
No,
though.
We're not
you
going
be bougie.
No, we're not going to Scotto's or Nobu. We're not going to a fancy restaurant.
They come to you.
They come to my private house. I'm not
because
staying
you're
at a hotel.
Bougie.
No, because I'm low key. At the tennis match, she wore a $150 dress. I think it's Gap.
She did not get that
in front of Anna Wintour. So in front of Anna Wintour,
Anna Wintour does not go to the Gap.
She wore very low key jewelry. There was no crown on her head from the Tower of London. Kept it low key.
You know Anna Wintour.
She flew commercial.
Devil Wears Prada. You know, Meghan, what are you wearing?
That's all.
And then Meghan, don't talk to me right now. They're watching me.
Meghan's smart. Meghan knew that. She's had a lot of criticism for spending a lot too much money. Recently, they were caught on a private jet after telling everybody...
was that the big Google party of how to save the Earth?
That's right. So they flew their private to save the Earth. from carbon emissions, everybody. Yes. Not good. And then recently they went to Elton John's house in France on a private jet.
So, and so did you see those pictures of Elton John? Who was it? Was it the Beckhams and Elton
yes,
John?
Yes, they're friends.
So they're all friends. The heck is Elton John wearing? It looks it looks like something my grandmother would wear.
What would you expect? Do you want Elton John in Banana Republic?
He seems like he's in the tracksuit part of his life.
Oh, I want him to be in a caftan and a turban. He's Elton John.
He looked like a muumuu.
Sweetheart, is he known for sensible clothes?
No, not at all. But that's the thing. He can wear like those bedazzled
like Elizabeth Taylor
Adidas jumpsuit.
Fabulous. But he's fabulous.
Neither here nor there.
So Megan's gone back. She has a big event in London on Thursday, so she's left already. Flew to New York. She's getting a lot of pushback in Britain, who are saying she can fly 3,000 miles to New York to see her friend, but she can't go to Scotland to see the Queen. The Queen's at Balmoral at the moment. Megan's never been to Balmoral.
Drama.
And so you're right. They're very angry about this. So she should be with the Queen, but I'm sure she'll be just fine. Also, too, interesting.
Hey,
Megan's just hired an American PR.
Well, so when the Queen is mad at Meghan, she obviously doesn't tell Meghan.
Yeah, she will. When your granny's mad with you, does she tell you?
No. Here's the thing: I hear it from like my mom.
Well, she'll tell your mom.
But obviously, you know, family members are going to say anything because they don't want to go behind the Queen's back. Because you go behind the Queen's back, you know, we all know the stories.
She's the Queen, but she's also the granny of that family.
Is it one of those things where, like, her, a maid would come up to her and go,
the Queen will tell you.
Meghan.
No, the Queen will tell you.
I was talking to the Queen's,
the Queen will tell you.
Butler. And
you're thinking of Downton Abbey. No, the Queen will tell you. If you upset the Queen,
she'll
let you know.
Henry was telling me that. The Queen, very mad at you.
She's very mad at you. She will tell you. She's like, Meghan, this is a family retreat. We all go to Balmoral. You should come. And don't fly private.
All right. Well, so let's bring it. Let's do a complete 180. So as from royalty, I was with country royalty this weekend.
That's not such a 180. That's a smooth transition.
Creme de la creme.
I don't know. Which royalty were you with? Which country?
With one ass-shaken Luke Bryan.
That's pretty royal.
He is a very good-looking man.
Very good-looking. Great
bottom.
He
could win anyone over, and the man gets on stage, and he... I like when you can admit you know why, like, a lot of people are there. He goes, I'm here to shake my ass for 2 hours, and you're gonna enjoy.
And he did.
And I did.
I love him. I've seen him live. He's great. He's one of the judges on Idol for those pop fans out there that don't know their country. Although he's crossed over, he's great. Big white smile, sings great.
See, I was looking at his teeth.
They're too white there.
That was the thing. I was looking at his teeth. Has he gotten a little Hollywood on his teeth?
Yeah, he has. They're very, very sparkly teeth. Yeah,
they're like almost cartoon.
They're cartoon.
He opens his mouth and a little star comes out and birds fly over his head.
Have you ever done that? I bleached my teeth once. I remember before, it was very painful. But before I did it, I was like, I don't want to look like a piano keyboard. Right. I don't want it to be like white. I was like, can I go like a lighter shade of white? Just get rid of a bit of the yellow, but I don't want it to be like white out white. And they were like, okay. And so like after a like while, they were in my mouth for like
they
20
were
minutes.
Whiter
I was like,
than white.
Get them out. I don't want to be too white. These are like so...
They're very white.
They're so white.
I need to know his dental plans every morning.
They might not even be his. They're so white, they might be porcelain. They might all be veneers.
I don't know. He sings, and you can't have fake teeth in there.
I mean, he sings great. His songs are good. Where did you see him?
In Jersey at the PNC Bank Arts Center.
Very nice. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, big time.
And he's got a big personality, too, in between songs.
Huge personality. I mean, drinks on stage.
I like him. What got you there? It's not the person I would expect, Garrett.
Well, that's the thing. I wanted to do something that I'm not used to doing. And I said, let me go to a show.
And you couldn't watch Below Deck? Or you couldn't watch Top Chef?
I've watched Below Deck. Okay. It's a fabulous show.
It's a very fun show.
I do think that there are maybe some people that didn't get cast because they don't look like they're, you know, they should be in New York Fashion Week.
Right.
You know, the way I would believe Below Deck a little bit more, Rob Shooter, is if they put someone ugly on the show. Why is it all these shows? I get the good-looking aspect, but you got to tell me there's not a single person that looks like you or I.
How dare you? I look exactly. I could be on that cast
you
tomorrow.
You cannot
How
be on
dare
Below
you?
Deck.
Do you know my cousin or my niece is on that show?
No way.
Kelsey, who was Below Deck, and she faked her resume.
Yep.
She's like related to me somehow. I know. I was out with her family.
23andMe. See what it does? It brings.
But it's so sad though because she only did one season And now she's quit school. She's had her headshots taken. She's wearing bikinis on Instagram. And now she wants to be Tyra Banks. And I'm like, oh. I know, but it makes me sad because when people do reality shows, there's so many reality stars now. It's very hard to become Teresa Giudice or Countess Luann. There's just so many reality stars. And I think she's got the show biz, yeah. Reality bug. I'm going to become the next Kim Kardashian.
Well, that's
and I'm
where
like,
we're
I
at
hope
world,
you are,
though.
Honey. I hope, but
that's
I don't
where
know.
We're at. That's where we're at in the world.
You don't quit your real job to go modeling. And what's this modeling job? I don't know. Well, good luck. Well, I'm glad you saw a country star. Did you see Kelly Clarkson talk a country?
Oh, yeah.
Debuts today, criticizing crunchy music.
She started her talk show and coming
starts
out with a bang.
Today, a friend of mine did the pilot and said she's phenomenal. She's kind. She's funny. And talk about people that don't look like they should be on Below Deck. She's a regular person.
I
think she's beautiful. Oh, this is, your wife's a huge fan of hers.
A huge fan.
Is she looking forward to the show today?
Can't wait. Trying to find a way to get out to Los Angeles to watch a taping.
Whenever you want to see it, I'm sure I can get you tickets, but
amazing.
I can't get you to LA.
Call up your cousin, see if she can get the boat
to take your wife to LA.
All the way around.
I wish Kelly Clarkson the best of luck. She wants it to be positive and happy, and she's going back to that formula where we're no longer fighting, which we are as a country, and
right.
We're no longer divided, and it's not going to be political or pro this or that.
But you know, one thing she said,
I think she's got a good chance.
So I was chatting with Jimmy Fallon the other day.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, I'm sorry. Let me pick up that name. But he was saying that he talked to Kelly Clarkson on his show the other day.
Yes.
The one thing Kelly Clarkson will not do, what's one of those typical things, daytime talk shows that you always do?
A fashion show, a cooking segment?
Cooking segments. Kelly Clarkson will not do a cooking segment based on one thing.
What?
She can't cook.
Oh.
But as Jimmy says, and I kind of agree, I think that would be a brilliant idea. Do against the norm. All those people that go on those
right.
cooking shows that fake it and like, oh, here, look, let me do the, oh, Bobby Flay, let me do this right. over here, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, then you produce a chicken dish in 10 minutes.
Right.
If Kelly Clarkson can't cook and burns it, I think, again, her being real and
She's
being normal
really
down to
cute.
Earth. I'm Rob Shooter, so I thought I would be a good dad this weekend.
You're always a good dad.
No, I thought I was going to like try to bring it up a notch. So I thought I was going to make waffles. You know, when you get married, you get all these useless utensils for the kitchen that you never use.
Are these wedding gifts?
Yeah, right. I broke out the waffle maker.
Very nice. Has it ever been out?
Maybe once or twice. My wife has made it fabulous. She's a fabulous cook. Italian in the blood. She can cook with her eyes closed. Me, got home from the gym feeling good. Let me make some waffles for the family. So I put the waffles in. I make the mix. I make the batter. Follow the instructions. I put the batter into the waffle mix. Now it's one of those that you see at the hotels.
Very nice.
When you stay,
I've
you know,
seen
at La Quinta. You know, I know you stay at La Quinta all the time. And you wake up in the morning, you get your free continental breakfast.
Very nice.
So I pour the batter in, and you know, I wait my 2 to 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
And look for the waffle, uh-huh. And I, you know, the batter is spilling over the edges, mm-hmm. So I know I'm doing something right. And 2 minutes comes up, the ding. I lift the lid. I have now burnt the entire waffle maker because I did not put enough ingredients in the batter mix.
I'm very sorry.
Causing the entire house to go up in smoke, wake up the kids,
I'm
the family,
so
the dog.
I'm so
fire
sorry.
Fire department shows up at
the
my
fire
house
department? Oh,
Saturday morning
oh,
thinking that there was a huge big fire
oh,
and I had to explain to them I burnt the waffles.
There you go.
So
don't do it
go.
Again.
All
it.
Right. So let's see what else is going on in the world. Let's get a Kevin Hart update. Apparently
he's in bad shape.
He's in bad shape,
this
but he's up and walking.
Up and walk. It's such a wild story. There's so many questions.
We talked
this
about
story.
This last week.
It's still got more bizarre. It's
right.
got such a bizarre. We heard the 911 call this week. He left the scene of the crash. How did he do that?
Was he driving? Was he in the passenger
seat? He definitely
wasn't
driving because they had to cut the driver out of the car. So Kevin left the driver in the car, stuck. I don't know if I'd leave my friends.
Here's the thing. Like at that point, as a celebrity, there's two things that goes through your head. Are you okay? And the fact of, I need to get out of here because who knows? I don't want to see my face on TMZ all mangled. And like, you know, the paparazzi, especially in Los Angeles, would do like one thing. Get the picture first, then make sure you're okay.
You're right, but I think you don't think about being a celebrity, you think about being a person.
Right.
I mean, something bad
happens.
Well, that's
the thing. I think it's another level.
Celebrity. No, but I've seen celebrities do this. When something bad happens, they get the hell out of there. That's the time when you use your celebrity to make sure all your friends and everybody around is safe, and he didn't.
Right.
He didn't do it. He left two people trapped in a car. Were they alive? Thank God, yes. But he left before emergency services get there. I don't care if you have the most famous face in the world. You don't do that. And I think he's going to really have to answer for that at some point. But he got to hospital. Everyone's talking about him.
Right.
The other two people are doing fine too. Thank you very much. Although I'm not sure he cared that much. But we don't know.
Do you think he was in the hospital? And, you know, once he got, you know, he was able to at least talk and he saw his two friends. Guys, you made it!
I'd be furious. If me and you, something bad happened, God forbid,
you know,
and I left you, or you left... I get angry when I go to a club, and I'm not your plus one, and they let you in and not me. I'm like, what?
But there was
like
a one time I had to sit on the curb for a few hours until you went in. Like,
it's so weird.
You know what
I was
reading? I was reading a study today that 91% of Americans would be a good Samaritan in a situation. So 91% of us, there's 9% in the world, in the U.S., yes, that would just go,
I believe
nope,
it.
Not.
People are good. I believe it. People are good. Most people are good.
That's a Luke Bryan song.
I believe it. I know it. And
that's one of the Luke Bryan songs.
I see us all fighting all the time, and it drives me so mad. I know people are good. We help each other. And after awful events in this country's history, most recently, I guess 9/11 is the one I remember.
Yep, this week.
People are good. People are kind and they want to help you. And there's something about this Kevin Hart story that's weird. But I do think too, what my sources are saying is it's much worse than they're letting on.
Right.
He won't be back at work for months, if maybe not 6 months
he's
or
got,
to
he's
a year.
He's got a big Jumanji
he's
movie coming
to,
up in December.
But he's shot, I think, isn't it?
Oh, it's all shot, it's all but done. This is the press time.
Yeah. But I think they can sit him in a chair at the press junket. I don't know if he'll be walking the carpet.
I don't think he's going to Hawaii.
I don't think he's going to Hawaii.
Yeah. All right,
we wish you best, Kevin, honestly. Awful story, but there's a lot of questions.
So one of the bigger music stories of the year, the return of the Jonas Brothers, now Rob Schuter.
I love them.
Going to play a game with you. So the Jonas Brothers have done about 14 to 15 shows over the past month and a half. Okay. How much money do you think the Jonas Brothers have made?
14. I'd say they make $1 million a show. So 14 million gross. That isn't what they take home. 14 million.
14 million. As of last week reported, $20 million
wow. They're playing massive.
In 12.
They're playing
at the
massive
time, 12
venues.
Shows.
Massive venues. Do they split it three ways or do they two?
So I was thinking about
does
it.
Does Kevin get the same?
Well, no.
I don't know.
I think they all went in there agreeing that it was like the friends did when they negotiated their contracts.
Would you agree to that?
I would. I think I would.
Well, they're my brothers. Would you do it if you're Beyonce and Destiny's Child? Would you split that three ways?
Well, see, that was a different time. Like, if Destiny's... If the rest of the girls in Destiny's Child realized what they had at the time, they would have said, you know what? Let's split it. But Beyonce was, ahead of the rest of the girls, I believe.
No, if they got back together, if Destiny's Child got back together, like the Jonas Brothers got back together, would they split it three ways?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Would the Jonas Brothers split it three ways?
I think they did because there's
a family.
I think the family and the blood.
Who should get more if they didn't split it? If we literally based it on their value to ticket sales, not as a human being, but their value in celebrity and selling tickets, Kevin would get the least by a lot.
Sadly, he would, but
Who would get the most, Nick or Joe? Who would you pay the most?
You would think Nick would.
I would say Joe. Joe's cooler.
But here's the thing with it. This is what made me think that they're all splitting it equally, because within that week, Nick Jonas and John Varvatos came out with a very expensive tequila.
Very fancy.
And I'm sure Joe will have his stuff. And
very fancy.
But so if they split it three ways, it's about $6 million per, you got to think, because then they pay management and people touring. So you got to think over 12 shows, $6 million, not bad.
It sounds great. I have a story. I interviewed somebody for Naughty Gossip, interviewed John Varvatos.
Ooh.
And asked John, this is before the wedding, if he would be designing the Nick's wedding suit. I mean, he's paying him millions of dollars
right.
to plug a fragrance and to plug...
Now a tequila.
A tequila. You would think for that amount of money, he would wear...
And the answer?
They wouldn't answer it. They got really caged.
You know why?
Because he didn't wear it.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Because Nick Jonas, knowing a smart businessman that he is, probably asked for free. But John Varvatos, even a smarter businessman, going, I'm not I'm missing money on this, honey. And he wanted some money for it.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I know. Fascinating, isn't it? Well, I'm hearing the big moment everyone in fashion, because it is Fashion Week, and with the fashion story,
please.
The big fashion moment everyone's talking about and weddings is every designer in the world is trying to dress one bride who I think might be even bigger than or as big as Meghan Markle. Guess who it is? Who's got a wedding coming up? Huge fashion star. I used to work for her. She's marrying a baseball player. Her name is Jennifer Lopez.
Ah.
So every designer in the world is trying to get J-Lo to wear their wedding dress. They think it will change their business if she puts on your dress. I'm hearing Versace's got the number one slot. Versace changed her life when she wore that green dress
right.
with Diddy
yep.
to the MTV Awards all those years ago. So everybody wants to dress J-Lo. We will get hints this week at Fashion Week. If Jennifer turns up to the Versace show or the Dior show or the Ralph Lauren show, they'll probably do her dress. So keep an eye on Fashion Week and J-Lo, then we'll know who the wedding dress is.
Oh, who do you think?
It's going to be Versace, I think. But they're going to have to pay. Jennifer doesn't wear your dress for like she's a brilliant artist. She's a better businesswoman.
So funny where you would think a normal person has to pay for Versace.
I thought that is really expensive.
Now Versace goes, I have to pay to get J-Lo.
J-Lo is the fashion literally icon at the moment in America. She's
right.
up there with Meghan Markle. Like that's the one everybody's trying to dress.
Interesting. All right, Rob Shooter. Thank you as always. Keep an eye on J-Lo and A-Rod. Maybe A-Rod will be in Versace too.
Oh my God, no one's mentioned about him. Who's he gonna wear?
I love that you
Men's
did a
warehouse.
Story.
What do you want? What do you want? Buy two, get one free. Thank you, A-Rod. So rude.
Thank you, A-Rod.
So rude.
You'll look good.
Yeah, you look fine. What is he here?
You look good in a suit.
What are you doing here?
He guarantees it. He guarantees it.
Get out the picture. We just want J-Lo. Get out the picture, A-Rod.
Get off the altar.
Get off the altar. We just want J-Lo. Get off.
FaceTime.
You're blocking my shot of the dress. Get off the.
Take a picture for Instagram. Get out of here. All right. Thank you for listening to iHeartRadio. We will talk to you next week.